my guest is Federica Smith Roberts. Did I get that right, the right way round?
You did.
I was a bit concerned when you came in. I've got to get this right. Federica Smith Roberts, you are the leader of Somerset West and Taunton Council. Finally, we get you into Tone FM, which is great. Yeah.
Thank you for having me today.
Not a problem. We have met before because you're also the chairman or chairperson of Raft.
I am, yes. So we're a charity that supports refugees here and overseas and also look to tackle deprivation locally and help all others in the community.
I'm surprised you haven't met my old dear yet because she's always down at the Raft shop piling loads of her junk.
Oh, well, I'll meet her soon, hopefully.
You probably have done loads
of probably.
Times. So you must keep yourself quite busy because before we go into stuff we're going to talk about, let's just talk about you. You're a mum.
Yeah.
Three kids?
Three children. 6 and under.
And you've got your hands full there then, haven't you?
Yeah, so I've got three children. They're 6, 4, and just over 1. I work in a local organisation and now I'm leader of the council. I count myself as just being there to listen to people and I really just love the area we live in and want to make a difference to
Can I just say, and I'm probably not the first person to think this, but you're not very old.
Nope.
For somebody who is the leader of a council and quite a large council since the amalgamation as well.
Yep.
So you must have been doing all this councillor stuff for quite a while then.
I've been a councillor for 6 years almost. And so, yeah, so I'm in my 30s. For me, I don't think age is a barrier. For me, it's about loving where you live and saying, hold on, I've got this idea. I want to make a difference. And regardless of political affiliations, it's like, I love Taunton. I love Somerset West. And I'm going to make the most of it and make this better for the residents and businesses in it.
Excellent. And how has the transition been? Because obviously you were a councillor before all the changes and now you're at the top of the tree, so to speak. How has the transition gone?
So it was eye-opening and I've spoken about that first time here speaking about it. It was, you know, you can see in the press about the redundancies that we've made and the money that has had to be spent on that. We, as in opposition, fought a lot of the merger, but actually for me now it's about looking forward. We have lots to do. So customer service isn't where it should be, things like grass cutting isn't where it should be. There's lots of elements that need to improve, but that's very much at the forefront of what we need to achieve.
Is the grass cutting, it's funny you mention this, because when I spoke to Hazel Price-Sankey the day after she was announced as the chair, she mentioned about the grass cutting and how many people around town are really quite on the case with it because it's summer and it hasn't been sorted out and it just makes things look a bit scruffy. So clearly it's the little tiny day-to-day bread and butter stuff, isn't it?
Yep, definitely. So I know that what matters to many residents is the fact that, you know, they want the area to be clean and tidy, they want their grass cut, they want their bins emptied, and they want to get through to the council when they have a query and not have to wait a long time. So it's those day-to-day things that inhibit all of our lives. We all lead busy lives and we need to make that easier for people to engage with us.
And how are you doing that then in terms of the changes that have happened at Dean House? Because not everybody comes into town all the time, so there may still be quite a number of people that don't know about what's happened to Dean House and how it is laid out now. Just explain a bit about that and how you plan to make things a bit easier for people.
Yeah. So one of the things that we've had to do, or that I've tasked the CEO, James, to do for us, is that we've had to move people right into that forefront of customer service so that they can answer the calls, make sure that they're answered quickly. And then there are vacancies. We are looking to recruit people to help with that. We do need more planners. We need more people in our open spaces team and on our customer service. And we hope that, you know, in the next 6 months that people will see an improvement. It won't be overnight, sadly, but our ideas moving forward is that we need to make our website better. People need to be able to log things easier. But also we have to be mindful that not everybody can use digital and we need to think about how we can embrace all of the community.
I think as well, the thing you just touched on very slightly there was it's not going to happen overnight. Now, I think we all know, particularly when you look on social media, that people in Taunton are not the most patient of people, are they? Let's be honest about it.
No, so people do want things now. But if we are to do things well, and you can talk about whether that's the service that that we offer our customers, whether it's regards to the fire pool development, things do take a little time. I think actually what we need to do as a council is communicate better with people. If we say we are working on it, it won't happen instantly. Mm. But if we keep people updated along the way, that hopefully will help with those views where people think nothing is happening.
You've hit the nail on the head there when you say about communication, because if you look back, if I looked back through our social media and look at the things that people say, and over the last 18 months specifically, and it's all out there in the open to see, the council have had a real kicking. And a lot of it is down to, well, what's going on? What's going on? What is happening? Where are we going with this? So I think you've actually nailed it on the head there.
Yeah, I don't disagree with what you're saying. Under the Conservative administration, even as a councillor, I felt communication even with myself wasn't good enough. And so therefore, no wonder that the public felt that way. Under us and the Lib Dems that we've now taken over, that's something that I want to change. It has to be that we communicate with residents. Ultimately, they are the taxpayer. It is their money that we then use to fund services and to do these wonderful projects that we want to achieve. We need to keep people up to date and listen to them and consult and understand the issues that they feel are relevant as much as what I feel is relevant.
Okay. We're talking to Federica Smith-Roberts this morning on Tone FM, and that was part one. The next part is coming up soon, and it will be to discuss Firepool.